Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 150 of the Big Boob Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to break down some things pertaining to Southern Charm. We're going to speculate about Caroline's first day of her junior year of high school. We didn't really know about it when we recorded because she was not home yet. And we are going to talk about some concerns and maybe even some goals related to our skincare, and then also related to aging, which is super fun. Before we get to all of that though, I just want to remind you that if you have not looked at our Patreon campaign yet, which you can find at patreon.com/bigboo, we would love for you to do that. Earlier this week, the second bonus episode for August came out, and we are having the most fun with the Patreon and the Patreon people and creating this extra content every month. It's something that we have wanted to do for a long time, and we are so happy to be able to share that with our subscribers. So check it out at patreon.com/bigboo whenever you get a chance. Alrighty y'all, as always, we are so glad you are here with us, and we hope y'all enjoy all the fun that we had in episode 150. Hey everybody, this is Sophie, this is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie, it's Big Mama.
It's the first day of school in San Antonio.
It is. Today, we started our junior year, which I know, Caroline, okay, so yesterday, she had soccer yesterday because soccer started back up, so she had a tournament this weekend. She had a game yesterday morning at like 9 in the morning, which was kind of good because it gets us back in the routine of like we've got to get up and get going so that this morning wasn't quite as much of a shock. But after the game, she got home and she showered and she said, I think I'm going to run up to Office Max. I need to get myself some school supplies. And I was like, okay. I was like, do you want me to go with you? She's like, no, I'll just go. I was like, okay. So, you know, she jingled her car keys around, you know, and then she got in the car and she left and she came back and I got home and I said, and she was showing me, she's like, I got these notebooks. I got these pens. They had my favorite pencils. This is what I got. So she was showing me all this stuff. And I said, how much did you spend? I said, I'll put the money back in your account. And she said, $17.90. And I said, you mean $117.90? And she said, no, $17.90. I said, no, that's not right. I said, that can't be right. She said, no, Mom. She said, I looked for everything that was on sale and I applied to their rewards program to get additional discounts.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
$17.90. First of all, how was that my child? How did my DNA even process? I looked for everything on sale and I applied to their rewards program for additional discounts. And she managed to get her school supplies for, I'm telling you, $100 less than what I've spent for the last 11 years on school supplies.
Oh, my word. The Lord is doing a new thing.
In the Schenkel family.
He is. Yes. Do you not perceive it? He's doing a new thing. Oh.
$17.90.
I mean, I feel like that's what it would cost for two packs of notebook paper and a pencil.
Yes, that's why when she told me I spent $17.90, I'm like, she's looking at the wrong thing. She's looking at how much money she saved. Like, there's no way that was her total for everything that she bought. But I called my daddy this morning to tell him about it because I knew he would be so proud. And he said, you know, they say those things skip a generation, which is so true because that's him. I mean, he's never met a nickel he doesn't want to save. And so I was like, well, I mean, I guess more on skincare products for me then. I mean,
you just made $100.
That's exactly. I'm going to Sephora to spend that $100 I just saved.
Well, it does. So, I do think it skips a generation. I've said this before that we're our grandparents' children. I mean, you know what? You know, it's like you just the pendulum just swings back and forth on those kinds of things. I am so tickled. I just can't wait to see the other ways this plays out as you two live your lives together. The places she finds to save where you might not want to.
Yes, because then the other thing she told me, she said, I don't know what I'm going to wear the first day of school. I really just want to wear running shorts and a t-shirt. And I said, well, why don't you wear something a little bit cuter? I said, how about that striped skirt we bought you? And she said, I'm not trying that hard the first day of school.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I'm going to tell you, your mother was the queen of trying that hard on the first day of school. I brought my A game every single year the first day of school. It wouldn't have even occurred to me to, I'm just going to wear my athletic wear to school on the first day.
No, well, to be honest, for us, that would have been our Russell sweatpants and our matching Russell sweatshirt.
That is true.
A windsuit.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think I wasn't breaking out my Esprit and my Gerbeau jeans for the first day of junior year.
I was breaking out all new is what I was breaking out on the first day of school. It was all going to be new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're wearing that new Esprit sweater and you don't care that it's in Mississippi and it's 115 degrees outside on the first day of school. You're wearing it. You're ripping the price tags off.
It's cute. That's why. It's cute.
Yep. Yep, that's right. You're going to layer those socks with your kids. You're going to have the white on top of the red and scrunch those things down.
I'm going to have a bow in my head of some sort.
Yep.
A lace hair tie. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. I know. So anyway, so all that to say, she was off to school. It was very surreal though, because she drove and got her own school supplies yesterday. And then this morning she got up and she left super early because she was paranoid about not getting a parking place, but drove herself to school. And I thought, well, okay, there we go.
This is how we do it now.
Yeah. Just drives to school and she was gone. So, but she found a front row spot in the parking lot and did not have to, her fear was she's going to get there late enough that she's going to have to parallel park. So that's her incentive to get to school early is so she doesn't have to parallel park.
Well, that's some very good incentive. So they don't have any kind of assigned parking.
No, they have in the past, but my understanding is this year, because we've had tons of construction going on, and so they've tried to add parking spots wherever they could, because parking's a major problem. So essentially, if you're a sophomore or younger, you cannot get an on-campus parking pass. You have to park on neighboring streets. Basically, may God be your guide as you find a spot wherever. And so only juniors and seniors get parking passes. And when we bought hers, because you have to pay for it from the school, it said there was a limited number available. So my understanding is not all upperclassmen were able to get parking passes.
Well, my goodness.
I know. It's parking is a, I told her, I said, because we're close enough. I said, look, you could walk to school and auction off that parking pass and make yourself some money. But she wasn't interested in that.
Now at Caroline's school, did they hang out like in the parking lot, like in the movies, like in Veronica Mars? Or do they go inside first thing in the morning?
You know, that's a good question. I think they go inside. I don't know, because we haven't ever, she's always been a drop-off kid. Like we haven't had the, you know, she hadn't had the parking lot experience, but I would assume it's so hot that she would go. And then they have an area like, and it was under construction all last year, but they have an area called the Oaks, which is like a really nice outdoor courtyard area that's kind of in the center of campus. And so I'm assuming that if they hang out anywhere, they would go hang out there.
Okay. I always like to know that about a school. Like I'm always fascinated by that. Just where does everybody go? Where do they hang out? What's the point? You know, like what's their routine? Do they go? Some places they go into classrooms early. Do they not? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like I know once school gets started, like a lot of times she'll go in early to a class if she's got to catch up on work or needs extra help or whatever. So she'll go in early to a class. And this year, they've upgraded. Part of what they've done is we have all new food services, and so we actually have like a coffee bar now with a barista. Oh. Where you can put in your order.
I would like to pause and ask for prayer for the barista who was working at the coffee bar at the high school. I would like
can you imagine?
To ask for the Lord's richest mercies to fall upon her for patience she does not know she has.
Yeah.
And for the ability to understand questions as statements.
Yes. I'd like a latte.
I'd like a latte. Can you do like a flat white, but with fat-free milk instead of whole milk? Thanks.
Yeah, I'd like the lavender honey sweetener instead of the Splenda.
Yeah, I'm going to say if that barista makes it 4 days.
I know. I'm so, and I don't really know how it all works. That's part of what I can't wait to hear, because this is all new. Like, we really have not had a functional cafeteria system. So this year the school went to 2 lunch periods, which they've never had before, because upperclassmen have always been able to go off campus, which they still can, but they're trying to get more people to stay on campus because they've upgraded all the food. So you can actually get good food on campus. Plus right. you have the coffee bar, but I'm not real sure. Like, I asked her last night, I was like, I guess you just pay cash or you have a credit card. Cause like, we don't have money on her ID yet or anything like that. So I don't really know how it all works. So I feel like I'm gonna have a lot of questions when she gets home that she's not gonna have answers to, but I still want to ask.
Yeah. She's not gonna want to answer. She's not gonna want to know why you, she's not gonna care that you want to know. She's not gonna be at all interested in providing you with what you need. And I kind of feel like I would like for you to FaceTime me in, because I've got a lot of questions about this coffee situation.
Right. It's the whole, because supposedly you can put in like an online order so you can pick it up in between classes.
I'm going to tell you what, if I could have a live feed of anything in my whole life, it's squared up on that barista. Because let me tell you something, I love the kids I get to serve. I really do.
Yes.
But if I had to fix their custom coffee orders every day, that would go south quickly. I would end up like slinging a pile of that lavender honey like across the counter, taking off my apron, getting in my car and driving away.
Yep. I quit. I quit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I might even drop off a Mr. Coffee just to be petty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fix it yourself.
Here's a Keurig. Here's a Keurig and some pods. Goodbye, cruel world. I know, I can't even, and that's kind of been my other thing, is I'm like, okay, the coffee thing, I'm going to tell you where we're going to make up for what we saved in school supplies is when she wants to start getting herself a $5 coffee every day, you know?
Well, that's the other thing I want to know. I want to know how much they cost. I want to know what they offer. I want to know how detailed this thing gets. I really am so curious about it.
I know. I am too. I feel like I have a lot of questions, and I've been asking Perry for answers and he hasn't given them. So I'm going to have to go to the source and get them from Caroline at some point, because I want to know how it's all going to work. And then I'm curious to see, is the improved food services enough to entice the kids to stay on campus?
There'll be an infatuation period with it, I bet, initially. Yeah. Like, there's going to be like, oh my gosh, we can get, I don't know.
Coffee and our Korean barbecue and our, like, you know, lettuce wraps or whatever. I don't know. Because the thing is, they only have 45 minutes for lunch. So I've always said that's a very short amount of time to get in your car, fly somewhere to go eat, and then get back to school.
Right.
So I don't know. This is a whole new door that is open to us in our junior year. I just know it means I don't have to pack any more sandwiches.
Right. Well, I can't wait to hear.
I'll keep you posted on that.
The joy of my life. Now, there have been several people who have asked us to talk about Southern Charm.
Yes.
Specifically, they have asked us to talk about the red jumpsuit that Catherine wore when she went skiing. Now,
listen,
here's what I'm going to say. I don't know when Catherine decided that for this particular season, she was going to, that Priscilla Presley was going to be her fashion niece. But that's exactly what we have going on. We've got a Priscilla Presley and Margaret circa 1963 sort of thing happening with the hair and the makeup. And I'll tell you this. I mean, I thought the red jumpsuit was hysterical, but when she interacted with Ashley on the next to last episode, when they were talking outside after the fox hunt.
Yes.
I couldn't.
And she had those braids.
She had the braids, and Ashley was kind of calling her Pippi Longstockings. But
yes.
But I could not take my eyes off of her very purple lipstick with the very, as my mother would say, severe liner all around it. I was fascinated by it. I feel like Catherine's one of those people where really, like, you see her on the show, or you see her in the season finale when she literally had on something I feel like Priscilla Presley wore to one of Elvis's parties back in the day.
Yes.
And I feel like if you saw her without her makeup, you would go, well, she's just a child. Like, she looks so much younger. You know what I mean?
Oh, she posted a picture on her Instagram yesterday, and it was she and the kids, and she had her hair was shorter, and it was lighter, and she was, like, fresh face, like, probably had on makeup, but kind of the, like, a natural face. And I was like, well, she looks 22.
Yes.
Like, she looks like a baby, and, like, and so naturally beautiful.
Yes.
Like, so naturally pretty. Like, she's very striking. And so it's funny to see, but I think she likes that. She's clearly very, I mean, if you're, here's the thing. If you're going to wear a leotard to a black tie event, which is essentially
what she wore, when she said, like, is my butt showing? And I thought, how could it, what part?
Not.
I mean, like, at every angle, yes, it is. Like, what part specifically are we talking about from this angle? Because it's all showing.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is call me old fashioned, but I feel like if I'm going to go to a black tie event, I don't want to have to get a bikini wax beforehand for anything I'm going to wear. I just feel like that's a good, somewhere that's in Miss Manners. Maybe black tie shouldn't, you don't need to get a bikini wax beforehand. Nobody ought to be seeing anything in that realm.
Well,
but she went for it.
She went for it. Yes, she did.
But she, to me, is that, you know how they talk about women? She's like, when she does that full on Catherine thing, it's like she's a glamazon.
Yes.
Like she's tall. She's striking. She takes fashion risks that most people wouldn't take.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I feel like, here's the thing. If you're like, what is she, 26, 27?
Yeah.
And you're on a reality TV show and you apparently have unlimited income at this point. I mean, you know, I mean, why not wear a black lacy leotard to an event? I don't know. I mean, but I just think it's funny to me, she really has upped her fashion game to be kind of on the edge.
Yes, she has. She's very sort of, I don't know, like when she wore the kimono, when they were all getting dressed together, you know, everybody shows up in t-shirts and shorts and she's got on some kimono. She says she's probably not supposed to actually wear. I don't know.
Yes.
It's funny. It's something else. Okay. So the bigger question I think that has popped up several times, more so than Catherine's fashion sense, is Shep on this season.
I'm going to tell you that I found Shep completely unlikable this season, which is, I have not approved of Shep's lifestyle for a long time, but I found him not likable this season, which I'm sad to say, but that's just the truth.
I know. He was not likable this season. He really, whether he intended to or not, and you never know, I feel like with these shows, if they all get together and say like, okay, this year you're really going to be the villain. This year, you're going to be the one that's the catalyst for all the drama or whatever. But he was really a jerk. I mean, he was a jerk to multiple people, and he was a snob.
Yes.
And that part was, I think, was even harder for me. It was just, he was so judgy and snobby, and I didn't like it at all. And so callous to people when they would try to have a conversation with him, like he was so unwilling to give at all. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was very like, and I thought the last episode was telling because I felt like Patricia gave us a little insight on what she knew that maybe at one time he had made a play for Madison and it didn't work out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And because I do feel like he and Austin have this constant competition thing going. They had it with Chelsea. You see it play out in bars. They both, you know, both tend to go after the same types of women. And so I feel like there's a competition thing there. And so I thought that explained it a little bit because I feel like the Madison thing started with it was like Shep and Craig were being protective of their friend because they thought he was getting played. But by the end of it, it just turned into like when Shep brought the girl from the Madison video.
Right.
It was like that was so ugly. Like it was so spiteful and such a just kind of why would you do that? And at that point, it got to the point of like, why do you care if he's dating Madison? Like, let him, if she's going to break his heart and she's going to whatever, that's going to, but like, why are you this invested in it to the point that now you're going to sabotage your friendship with him over this? Like, it felt like, I hate to say this, it felt like something girls would do. It did not feel like something to me that guys normally do. It felt very odd to me.
And everybody's been in that situation at some point where somebody that you're friends with or somebody that you care about dates somebody really that you're just not a fan of.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, that's yeah, pretty common to the human condition, but I don't think the appropriate reaction to that is just to blow it all up.
Yeah.
Like you just have to, sometimes you just have to lay back and let it play out. And he was not yeah. willing to do that.
No. And then you're there to pick up the pieces or to help your friend after it's over. But it was like, he had such a like vendetta against it all that it was like, okay, if she and Austin, I mean, you know, if they've managed to work through this, then I've let that play out the way it's going to play out. You know, I don't know. It was very strange to me.
I did see on the preview for the reunion, which is this week, that, that they're not still together, that Austin and Madison are not still together.
Madison. Yeah. Well, and clearly something, because when Craig, remember when we were in Pawhuska, when we were at the boarding house, remember, because we watched after the show that night.
Yes.
And that night Craig and Austin were on, and I knew he and Madison at that point were not together. So remember, because they had had some argument about who did something and who broke up with who or whatever. So they are not together anymore. Okay. So I don't know what happened. But I can't imagine why. That seemed like such a healthy relationship overall.
Yeah.
I can't.
It seemed like it was really teed up for success.
It really was something. But I'm going to tell you, like, to me, overall, this wasn't my favorite season of Southern Charm, because right. I felt like there was too much about the Austin Madison thing, and it got to like, well, I don't care. I don't care about Shep. I don't really care about any of that. To me, I love watching Cam. I can't get enough of Cam because I love her commentary. I love seeing her become a mom.
Yeah.
I like that whole thing. Like when she had Palmer at the aquarium to see her, to have followed the show all those years and to see her journey from like, I don't even think I want to have kids, to where she's like, I can't even think about her growing up. You know, it's like, because that's what motherhood does to you. And then I can't get enough of Chelsea. I love Chelsea.
Oh, I love Chelsea.
I think she's darling, and I think she speaks her mind, and I think she's just funny, and I really like her. And I like when her dad's on with her too.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that school is back and we're in it again, are you going to cook?
Well, it's funny that you should say that, because I put in a shipped grocery order yesterday and I got the ingredients for 3 different meals that I plan to cook this week.
Do tell.
Well, but I can already tell where I am, because I'm like, which one of them am I going to cook tonight? You know, like that's.
I probably don't have time.
I'm like, which one am I going to cook tonight? And this is another weird thing that the driving, because in the past, it's always been like, well, I've got to drive Caroline to practice and it's hard to coordinate. Da, da, da. Well, now she drives herself to practice. Right. So guess what? I can cook. I'm home. I'm cooking. I'm not doing anything. So, and her practice is earlier this year. So she'll be home by like 7:30 every night, which is also different.
Yes.
Because last year she went home till like 9 or 9:30. So all that to say, I bought the stuff to make sour cream enchiladas, Pioneer Woman's enchiladas.
Okay.
I bought a rotisserie chicken that I'm going to cut up, because I'm going to put chicken in them. So they're going to be sour cream chicken enchiladas. Cause you know, if I serve Perry something without meat, he's going to say, when's dinner?
Right.
So I've got to put chicken in it. I'm doing spaghetti and meatballs one night, and I'm doing, Marlboro Man's favorite sandwich. Yeah. So I'm going to my Pioneer Woman recipes this week, but I'm doing those 3 things, because I feel like all 3 leave us with leftovers that then carry us the other nights that I'm not going to cook.
Yes. You know, the last time I made the Marlboro Man sandwiches, the next night or something, I was not at home. I can't remember. And David actually got frozen French fries out of the freezer and cook the French fries, and then put that meat and the onions and the peppers on top of the French fries, and then put cheese on top of it, and made a big batch of Marlboro Man French fries. He said they were delicious. So
that sounds delicious.
So but that's all. You're right. There's always so much meat. It's great for leftovers. So, and I've done it before, where we take it and, you know, just put it in a flour tortilla or corn tortilla or whatever. But I thought the French fries was pretty ingenious.
Yeah. And so that's kind of, and then the enchiladas, I'm always, because I feel like the last time I made enchiladas, Perry said, I don't know why you want to go to the trouble of making enchiladas in a city where we can like throw a rock and get good enchiladas. But I'm also like, it makes a big pan of enchiladas. So, and I did find a recipe I'm not using. So her recipe just calls for a can of enchilada sauce, but I found a recipe for a homemade enchilada sauce.
Okay.
That I feel like sounds better. So anyway, okay. I'll keep everybody posted on that, how it is. Cause I think I may actually make that tonight. I may go big and do the enchiladas tonight.
Okay. Well, last week I made my friend Jamie Torrance, who has a blog called Family Savvy. She's the one who did the microneedling that you've tried.
Yes.
Are you still microneedling?
I haven't, you know, I haven't done it in a long time. Summer is not a great time for my skincare regimen, but I do plan to get back into it.
Yeah. Okay. I have full confidence you will. Anyway, Jamie has a recipe on her website for a baked ziti.
Oh.
And I have seen her, she's done Insta stories and stuff about it when she's been doing like a huge batch of that in her chicken tetrazzini. And so I knew it looked really good. And so last week when I had all the stuff for it, it's delicious and it's easy.
Okay.
It's really good.
That is a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ate that for, well, or a night, a lunch, and then another night, and then still a little bit left over. So it makes a ton. Okay.
And you don't typically like a pasta type thing.
I don't like a red sauce and I don't love pasta, but with this one, you put provolone in it. It's the cheese that you use in between the layers and mozzarella. And I love both those cheeses. And then on the top, you mix ricotta cheese and sour cream and stir it together and pour it all over the top. And it makes the most delicious kind of cheesy crust. So it's not so tomatoey, which is really my objection to a lot of pasta dishes. So it was good. I really liked it. I'll make it again.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make that. I'm going to put that on my list for next week.
I'll put the link in the show notes. It's really good. And it's, like I said, it's really easy. You just make your sauce with your ground beef, or you could do ground turkey if you'd rather. And I use my Neiman Organics marinara sauce that I love to make a spaghetti sauce. Like it's simple.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to try that next week. Cause yes, now that we're back to school, I do feel like I need to get in the routine of cooking. And because of the whole, she's driving herself to practice, I don't have an excuse not to. So I'm like,
I know, me too. I noticed that last week. I was like, oh, suddenly I have so much more time in the afternoons to.
Yeah. I know. I feel like this is my, right now I'm currently in a season of, because I'm not writing a book for the first time in probably 5 school years. Right. And I have a child who drives now, and she's a junior and she's gone a lot. So I feel like this is a season of me trying to justify my existence.
Listen, this past weekend, Alex was gone. It was just David and me here. And it was the same thing. I was like, well, I'm very, very busy.
Yes.
So I got up Saturday morning. I went and got my oil changed. I went to the bank. I got my car washed. I went to Costco. I went to Sephora. Like I did all this stuff. And I finished all of that and it was barely noon.
See, I know. I'm going to look up and I'm going to be like my daddy. I'm going to be like, they're going to be like, well, there she is blowing leaves in the front yard again. I mean, that's where I'm headed. That's where I'm headed.
I know. And I'm so sorry for, I'm not sorry because it's great, but like all the mamas who have young kids and are like, will I ever be by myself again?
Yeah.
Here's your answer. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
You will. You are going to be by yourself again.
Yeah.
And it's going to be real interesting as you try to, like, Dave and I were kind of like, well, what are we going to do?
It's something else. Perry just said today we were talking and he said we need to make sure that Caroline knows. He said, like, we just need to say Tuesday night's family night because she doesn't have soccer practice, and said that night needs to be a night that we all eat dinner as a family. And I was like, okay, but I was thinking, good luck with that. I'm gonna tell you, good luck fighting that battle that her one free week night, we're gonna tell her she's got to eat dinner with us, because I'm gonna tell you, that's gonna get a big zero from her.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she'll do it some, but that's not gonna be her first choice, you know? So,
right. Well, Alex has decided that Thursdays are gonna be beat ups night, that's gonna be when he goes to Buffalo Wild Wings with some friends. Because they don't have a long practice on Thursday. So that's going to be B-Dubs night. He's got church on Wednesdays. They have games on Mondays and Fridays. So that essentially leaves us, you know, with the occasional Tuesday. We're kind of in the same boat. And I don't know. I'll be curious to see how it goes. I'll be curious to see how much he cares to be with us.
Yeah.
But here's the flip side of this. Like, you know, there were several times last week and even last night where suddenly you look up and it's late and you're still up, and then there they are and they're ready to talk.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
for sure.
So it's,
That's, I mean, listen, so, the 11 o'clock hour is prime. I mean, if you want to talk, you've got to stay up till 11. And I'm going to tell you that I've also discovered, I may have said this before, but you know, I love my color by number app on my phone.
Yes.
And if I settle in about 11 o'clock with my color by number app and I have a show up on Netflix or whatever, and I'm watching and I look real occupied, that's like a moth to a flame that she's that's like, come talk to me. It like lures her in. And here's the thing that I've learned. I can't look up and make eye contact from my color by number. If I start to act too invested, she shuts down. If I start to ask questions,
for sure,
she shuts down. But if I sit there and I'm just like, I'm coloring all these blues right now or whatever, like I'm focused, and I'll just be like, uh-huh, okay, all right. Like just real, I can't really act too invested or like I'm too into it. And I certainly can't offer any advice at that moment.
It really is the middle-aged version of what you did in high school when you were trying to get a boy's attention.
Yes, yes. Which I was never good at not being overzealous. So I'm really to rein it in.
No. Yeah. Yeah. But at this point, you've had a lifetime of practice, right?
Yes.
Like you've got a little bit more restraint, but it's that same thing, like where you just can't. You're breezy.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody's ever been as breezy as you are in this moment. I can listen or I cannot listen. I can have a question or I cannot have a question. I'll be mildly interested in whatever you have to say.
I'm just going to listen.
And it's magic.
It is. And it's like, cause then you can, and here's the thing is I do make like a mental note. So like 2 days later I can say, remember when you said that, da, 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 I think maybe the way you ought to handle that is, but you have to wait for that opening, because if I start to offer advice, then she shuts down. So I have to do the whole, it's the Kelly Corrigan thing of tell me more, like just, tell me more about that. Tell me what's happening with that. So, goodness, it's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. It's so fun. Mm-hmm.
It is so fun. I had coffee with a friend this morning who has a junior higher and some elementary school kids. And I said, look, I said, your best years are ahead of you in terms of how much fun parenting is. I said, it really does get better and better. I said, and then they leave home and then, you know, or they'll start their junior year. Caroline came home yesterday and she said, just think this time next year, I'll be starting my senior year. And I said, I can't talk about that right now. I said, I'm not interested in talking about that. It's been hard enough for me to watch random people on Facebook send their kids off to college. I've cried over people I don't even know sending their kids off to college. So,
listen, my friend Heather took her son to college, not yesterday, but the Sunday before. And I sat in at school and bawled my eyes out with her that next morning. Like, you just feel it in a whole new way. I mean, it's just something else. But I've also, just like you were telling your friend this morning, like it's so fun. My friend Cecile, I ran into her, gosh, this was probably last spring. And she has two girls who are getting married and she has a son in college. And we were talking about everything they have going on. And she said, listen, you just love them more and more every year.
Aww.
And I've thought about that so many times, you know, like you always need the ones who are a little bit ahead of you saying like, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. But so I've thought about that so many times over the last 6 months or so that like, I'm just going to love him more and more as we go through each one of these stages. But that doesn't mean that I don't necessarily like it that we figured out that they leave when they graduate.
No. And it's this surreal thing of, I feel like Facebook has been around long enough now where it's funny watching everybody and like the people that the kids are like, this is their first last day of high school. And this is whatever, where I'm like, these are all the same friends that I was following and that we've been friends since we were like, this is their first day of pre-K or they started kindergarten today. And it's like, it doesn't seem that long ago. So to see, it's so tangible now of how fast it goes. You know, everybody says that, but like now we're at where the rubber meets the road of, oh, it really does go so fast.
Oh, it flies. Flies.
I know. So
it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So anyway, so we'll see. And see, now she just texted me as I'm sitting here waiting to hear about the barista in the last day of school. And she's like, hey, going to get food. See you later. So,
okay. Well, good. Well,
all right.
I look forward to when she returns and she can.
Yeah, I guess I'll see her at family dinner on Tuesday night.
Let's just put family dinner in quotation marks in my head, because that's really P&L dinner is what that is.
That's exactly right. That's the night we're going to sit down. Oh, God.
Hey, y'all, it's me, all by myself in the middle of the podcast because I want to tell you about a couple of things. And the first thing I want to tell you is about FabFitFun. Melanie and I love and enjoy our FabFitFun subscription boxes so much. We get the biggest kick when we see those FabFitFun boxes on our doorsteps. We compare notes. We talk about the things that we can't wait to try. We talk about the things that we're going to buy because we loved them so much when we tried them through FabFitFun. A FabFitFun box retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. And they sell out fast, so you want to make sure to sign up for yours today. I actually got my fall FabFitFun box this afternoon, and I had a little Christmas moment right by myself in my kitchen when I opened it. So much fun to see what they've selected, because you know that those products are going to be something that you will not only want to try, but you will likely come back to again and again and again. Super fun. So if you would like to try FabFitFun, and why would you not? It's delightful. You go to FabFitFun.com and then use the coupon code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box. That's FabFitFun.com and use the coupon code BIGBOO, B-I-G-B-O-O, for $10 off your first box. We love it a bunch and we think that you will love it too. Here's the second thing I want to tell you about. Myro. Myro delivers obsession-worthy, naturally effective deodorant that looks as good as it smells. They make their natural deodorant with a custom blend of essential oils that release over time to keep you fresh, and barley powder to keep you dry. Their formula is hardworking, it's long-lasting, with no toxic anything. 0% aluminum, 0% parabens. Their ingredients are clinically tested for safety and efficacy. Here's how it works. You choose your scent and the color of your case, and then you get a refresh every 3 months delivered straight to your door, conveniently timed for when most people run out. You can, though, you can switch scents, you can press pause, or you can stop literally any time that you want. I have been wanting to try a natural deodorant for a while, and y'all, I love this product. It smells so great. It smells like oils. It doesn't smell perfumey or artificial, and it works really well. It's so neat when you find something that you're going to use every day anyway, but you find a version of it that has no aluminum, it has no parabens. You just feel better about using it. So, if you would like to give Myro a try, you can get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. Visit mymyro.com, that's mymyro.com/bigboo, and use the promo code BIGBOO. Again, get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. Visit mymyro.com, mymyro.com/bigboo, and use the promo code BIGBOO. Alrighty, y'all, here we go. Back to the rest of episode 150.
Well, anything else going on that you can think of? Any news or notes? I did go to Sephora. I didn't even go to Ulta, but I got my eyeshadow that I have been missing. I found out after I saw it online at Ulta.
Yes.
I actually saw that it was actually back at Sephora. I guess it was just out of stock for a moment when the girl told me they didn't make it anymore. And so I'm so happy to be reunited with my Naked 2 Basics palette. Feels like home.
I'm so happy for you. And you inspired me because I started looking at my Milani palette that I had broken the lightest shade of. And I thought, you know, this cost me like $11. So I could probably just get a new one or get something different. And so I ordered the Milani has a Most Love Matte eyeshadow palette.
Somebody sent me a message about that in Instagram today.
I'm going to tell you that it's fabulous. It's all the colors that I need. They are all matte. They are all richly pigmented. And in fact, I have spent some time on the Milani site as I've been busy justifying my existence this afternoon because they're having a big sale right now, which I think it actually ends today. So it'll be over. But because the other thing was Jamie Golden had talked about there, they have something called the Soft Focus Glow Complexion Enhancer.
Which is supposed to be a good dupe
for the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter. Mm-hmm. but except it's $10. So okay. I am going to order that. So I'm ordering that. I'm also ordering some of their Nourishing Lip Plumper, which has really good reviews. What else? Oh, and their Stay Put Brow Shaping Gel.
Oh, I could use some of that too. Well, I'll have to look.
I know. So they write down 25% off plus free shipping right now on their website. Now, I think that's going to be over by the time, but their prices, I mean, it's their prices are so reasonable. So I'm like, if I can get a couple of those dupes, then that's that much more. Because there's like makeup, whatever. I need to focus my budget on my actual skin care.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, like I need to hook myself up with like the best vitamin C and all that stuff. So that's really where I need to spend my budget right now.
Well, I just restocked on my Sunday Riley, the CEO cream that I love so much. Oh my word, I love it. I was so happy. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to have a big new thing of it, but it's so stinking good. It's just my all-time favorite. So, okay.
Well, that may be my next splurge because I've given myself till fall, but I'm like, once fall gets here, which now it's officially kind of here, even if the weather doesn't know it, to me, it's time to re-up my skincare game. Perhaps start putting some money away to go get some Botox or something.
I don't feel like you can do that unless I am with you and I can do like an Instagram live. I feel like there are people who within the sound of my voice right now who are so deeply invested in your personal skincare that if you actually get Botox, I feel like we need to share it. You don't need to hide that light in a bushel.
No,
you need to share it. You need to let the people join you on your Botox journey, on your hypothetical Botox journey.
Yeah. I'm just saying that this 48, I just turned 48 last week. And I'm saying this may be the year that I do more than just trust cosmeutical science.
Cosmetological, maybe?
Cosmetological.
Cosmeutical.
I think that's my new term. I need cosmeutical.
I'm so tickled. Yes. That's a Ramona right there. Ramona.
Cosmeutical.
Cosmeutical science. She has. She could tell us all about it.
That's exactly right. And I'm saying that it may be time. I'm going to say my skin may need a bigger boat is what I'm going to say. It may be time to bring in.
About your whole thing, about your skin being like the leggings that you pull on, but then they bag out. Like I have laughed at that.
I'm saying that's where we are. Is it just feels a little bit? In fact, I watched because Real Housewives of Orange County just started back up. Have you watched it?
Yes. Oh, yes, I have. Yes, okay. I have.
And they showed that Shannon had gotten that face tightening procedure, which I'm going to say I've never seen somebody look worse than whatever the post of that procedure was.
It was terrible. And, you know, I can't watch. It's hard for me to watch any kind of procedure. Like, even if it's just needles, I don't like it. But what they did to her, like.
I mean, it's like they re-sewed her face back on or something.
I mean.
But then she
somebody
like,
should have gotten a ticket or something. Yeah.
That was salt. That was right. I'm going to tell you what that was. Cosmeutical and salt.
That's right. Should have handed that doctor a citation.
But then she said it didn't require that much downtime. And I'm like, so they did all that to your face and she looks good. I mean, like.
Yeah, she does.
She looks good. So I was like, so they did all that to your face and you're telling me that didn't require that much downtime? I mean, like what? What is science come to that you can do that to your face and you're telling me that's not a lot of downtime?
The thing that I like about how Shannon looks is she doesn't look like she's been jacked up with fillers.
No.
You know what I mean? Like it still looks like she has a normal face.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But when there's a line there though, when people start to look like where you can sort of identify the things they've had done, it doesn't look good anymore. Like I'd rather stick with my face that looks like the bagged out leggings, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Cause I think like to me, I felt like a cautionary tale was watching Camille Grammer try to cry on the reunion special on the
She tried so hard. She tried gave it everything she had. She really did.
But you can only move your face so much. I mean, it's, if you're trying to get the good sympathy cry, I'm going to tell you a lot of fillers and Botox aren't the way to go.
Yeah, she had to move her shoulders a lot, really, to sell that one. She had to do a lot of, like, shaking.
She did. She did. Because I was like, I don't even know that her tear ducts operate properly.
Oh, I don't think they do. No, there was never a tear, an actual tear, I don't think, that fell. It was, no. it was just a lot
something to see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all that to say, I don't know. I'm just saying that I may go to my dermatologist and say, I need you to tell me what you can do about this. And just see what kind of solutions I get.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Well,
I have this, I mean, I know you will be reasonable with whatever you do, if you do anything, but there's a part of me that would never be happier than if we were to meet in some city and you were unrecognizable to me.
If I look like Lisa Rinna,
if I didn't even know who you were. That would really be a gift. You know, that would carry me through some dark times.
Listen, and I wouldn't even care if you said, hey, some 25-year-old met me at the airport. I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, so one of my best friends doesn't recognize me, but I look younger. It's all fine. It's all good.
Oh, gosh, it's humbling the age.
It is. So anyway, I don't know. So we'll see. But because I've also been hearing a lot about fraxeling, and so I'm interested in looking into that. But people
also, what is that?
It's basically, I mean, what it sounds like to me is they basically sandblast the top layer of your skin off your face.
Okay.
But understandably, it apparently involves some pain, as you would think it would, to be fraxeled. But I'm tempted because I feel like that may be the thing that finally helps my hyperpigmentation, is to just get fraxeled.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, I'm going to do like mama, I think, ultimately. I'm just going to moisturize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to stay out of the sun. I'm going to use really good sunscreen, and I'm just going to roll with whatever happens here. Yeah. Whatever's going around my eyes and my mouth, mm-hmm. like, maybe it was yesterday morning when I was getting ready for church and I looked at my mouth and I thought, oh, I can see now like where the deep lines, this must be riveting to listen to as we analyze our skin. Yeah,
well,
on the eve of 50, but like I can see where the deep lines are going to start to come in. Uh-huh. It's sort of like now there's a roadmap for the breakdown a little bit. Yeah.
I know. It is what it is. But I feel like you're better off than me because you're fair enough that I don't think you allowed yourself the amount of sun damage that I did. Like I lived in the illusion of like, I'm a dark olive skin person, so the sun can't hurt me. And that was a lie that I believed all throughout the 1980s. And so I feel like I'm paying for that now. So, whereas I feel like fairer people really come out better because y'all have always known, okay, I can't be in the sun for any extended period of time.
Right. Right. So. But I love to be in the sun is the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have always been pretty careful in terms of that. Well, not always, but more careful than not with the skin stuff.
Yeah. So I think all those summers that I was like, I'm just going to let my face burn because then it'll turn brown. And you know what? Now it is brown. It's brown with hyperpigmentation spots all over it.
I do have one place on my chest, like right below my neck, that is sort of, I think, where the majority of my sun damage is, because I don't think that I was good about extending my sunscreen down in that area. So I feel like at some point that's going to require a laser really to undo that damage. But I'll worry about that another day.
I was going to say, we can only do one thing at a time, because I also feel like the other thing I need to do is go see about my eyes. I need to go see about my glasses situation, which I'm not going to bore everybody with that. The point is I keep ordering readers in a stronger and stronger strength, and they're increasingly not helping me. So I need to figure that out.
I'm going to the eye doctor next week.
Oh, okay. All right. What are you going to get? Or are you just
a checkup? And then I feel like I need a stronger strength in my contacts for reading. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like it's, you know,
yeah. Okay.
Just everything falling apart. Just same old, same old.
That's it. I know. The eyesight. So, well, what are you going to do?
All right.
All right.
Okay, well, I've got my FabFitFun fun. Sorry, let me try that again. My FabFitFun box came in today, so I think I'm going to go unwrap it and see what treasures await.
Oh, I've already. Mine came this morning. I'm going to tell you, this morning at 7:30, there was a knock on my door, and it was FedEx, and it was like Christmas morning when I realized it was my FabFitFun box.
All righty. Well, we will be back at some point next week, the next week, somewhere in there. We'll be back. And
yeah,
as always, we thank y'all for listening.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.